Are you easily distracted? Now, there's a condition that gets a lot of publicity about being HDAD and all the other alphabets that go with that, and ADD, and you know, H is high def, you know that, right? And so anyway, there's all kinds of stuff, and I once had the privilege of listening to a guy talk about that, and he says, it's not that we're distracted, it's that we see everything. We pay attention to everything, so our mind's here, seeing that, seeing that, seeing that, seeing that. And what happens is we don't always absorb what the teacher might want us to do. And so in that sense, you know, you have this distraction. Now see, some of you just looked away. I have a remote. I have the power. It's good to have the power because I can turn off stuff. Well, enough goofy stuff. How do I get distracted is a theme from the prophet Malachi. And I think today, we wouldn't call being distracted a sin, would we? In fact, we would probably say, well, everybody gets distracted. You can't help but look. You cannot help but let your mind wander when Pastor Wink is preaching. I mean, nobody stays focused for the whole however long I preach. You cannot help. You know, and on and on. And so we think of distraction as being pretty innocent. But then all of a sudden it isn't. When we're driving a car and we're distracted by doing something, whether it's making a call, carrying on conversation, texting, fiddling with the CD player, the radio player, the iPod, whatever you're doing in the car, even if you're trying to discipline the kids in the back seat, all of a sudden, bang, and you're in an accident. And you are at fault. We quickly try to think about what was the other driver doing, you know, as if what they were doing was worse than what you were doing. All of a sudden, distraction, being distracted, is no longer as innocent or as pure. In the days of Malachi, in fact, he's the last prophet, for 400 years, God will not send another spokesman. The people weren't listening. They were distracted. And that distraction was because of sin. And it showed up as sin. For example, when they offered sacrifices, they didn't offer God the best. They offered God out of what was left, or second-rate stuff. The best was saved for self. And when they worshiped, they made sure they had the outward form, if that, but the inward part, the heart and the mind, it really wasn't about God. For some, it was about being seen. That's right, making sure people saw who was in the temple that day. And on it goes, all the stuff that people started to do, and their vocabulary showed their distraction. They no longer spoke the truth of God. They began to repeat, embrace, and even create the lies that we hear in the world at that time. And so the prophet was a messenger. Before John the Baptist was a messenger, the prophet was speaking to the people about staying focused by faith on God who was about to do something. And when God did not do it immediately, people went back to their distractions. They got tired of watching and waiting, of focusing on God and His plan. God knew they would do this, because the Bible even tells us, you know, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And even before that, it talks about how when it was the right time, God sent forth His Son. God knew that the people would be distracted. And so you have the message of John the Baptist about prepare the way, and the hills get made low and the valleys get lifted up, and you know, the crooked get straight. And sometimes we think about this is what we do. It's sort of like we are the construction crew of our life. And so we got to go and we got to get our life straightened out. And it's something that we do. And if we're down, we got to pick ourselves up. And if we're arrogant, we got to bring ourselves down. And it sounds like preparation is about what we do. But when John the Baptist said, repent, that's about what God works. It's not just about feeling sorry that you're a mess. Repentance is about offense against God. That we admit, that we confess, that we agree with what God says. We're distracted. We had an excellent Bible class recently. Pastor Al was leading it, about how the world has gotten distracted with all kinds of stories about Santa. And so he shared, it was a video from the Lutheran Hour Ministries, and he shared this DVD that Pastor Klaus said, this is the history of what we know about a guy by the name of Nicholas. But we've done all kinds of things to that narrative, and we have become distracted instead of staying with the truth. But it's not just about that. It's about what the value of giving gifts is all about. We've become distracted about that. You know, and on, you can make a list for yourself. What distracts you this time of the year? What distracts you from honoring God in your vocabulary? What distracts you from worshiping God with all your heart and all your mind? What distracts you from being a child of God, loving and fulfilling your role in the family? Dad, mom, child, all of us have God-given purposes and missions. And what distracts us from that? What takes away from that? We make a list and we recognize that indeed our heart is not always there. Our focus, our mental aptitude is not always there. And we have strayed, and the Word of God calls us back to repent. We focus on God because the message of the prophet is that God has never turned away in terms of His plan and His purpose for His people. We focus on God because God, through John the Baptist, and then the great messenger, Jesus Christ, God through Jesus, shows how His heart is focused on us. It isn't when we were faithful to God that Christ died. It was while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Right? That's a lot of focus in my book. How about yours? But the things of this world distract us. The things of this world pull our heart and our mind. The things of the world kind of take the joy even out of Christmas. One of the best times of the year, and people who attend church are grumpy? Who would have thought? So what do we have to complain about? Well, you could complain about it's too cold. Some of the kids would complain there's no snow. You know, and traffic is horrible. It's always horrible, but it seems more horrible. And on, and our temper rages, our impatience manifests itself, and we recognize that in our self-consuming ways, we act just like Israel. But God hasn't changed. He's giving you His Word. He gives you His Son. He gives you new life in Christ. God hasn't changed. So the call of Advent is that as God prepares our hearts to prepare the way for the return of the Son, by faith, we stay focused on God and what He's doing. Not only in us, but through us in our witness and our sharing of Christ with others, in our caring for others. That our worship would honor God, that our vocabulary would serve God, that the way we manage the things of our life, our health, our time, our talents, all of that finds purpose and meaning according to the grace of God. So it isn't that, oh, distraction, everybody gets distracted. It's not so innocent, is it? Because ultimately, for the people of Israel, in the times of Malachi, they stayed distracted. Now, how many of you would go on the interstate traveling 70 miles an hour and keep your face on your phone? And would you believe you're not going to crash? Then why would we do that spiritually in our life now, making the way day after day distracted? God calls us to this new life that we don't have to lose sight of Him. God calls us into this new life that we are renewed and restored. God calls us that, in a sense, the honking of His horn, you know, wake up, pay attention. You know, there are times he does get our attention. And we go, wow, was that close? God calls us because the greatest thing that we know about Christmas is God in history has never been distracted. He knew the lineage of Jesus Christ. He knew the day Christ would be conceived in Mary. He knew the day Jesus would be born. He knew the day Jesus would die. He knew the day He would rise from the dead. He knew the day when He would ascend to the right hand of the Father. And God knows the day when He will come again. We know God's got this. And by faith, our focus is on Him. Prepare the way. Stay focused on what God is doing for you. Amen.